For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
One of the greatest artists of all time has got to be Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305, Pitbull himself.
Yeah, he's been around for a very long time. And those suits and his beautiful, beautiful shaved head, those iconic sunglasses and that little flavor saver that he's got down there. He is Mr. Worldwide because if we had to present one human being to aliens, if they ever came, we'd go, well, he's a great example of what a person is. He's Mr. Worldwide. Yep. There you go. Here's Pitbull.
We love it. I mean, he's so many great songs as well. Yep. I once was at a DJ set where the DJ looked at me and said, watch how many Pitbull songs I can get in a row. And he got to 11. And every single one of them bangers.
Great.
Now, do you feel about him? Do you love him as much as I love him?
I've actually got to see him live once before, which is really, really cool. And that was awesome. I haven't got to, I've only seen him do a one-off song, so I haven't got to see him do a full show. And it's one of those things you don't want to say, oh, I knew Pitbull before he was Mr. Worldwide, but I was listening to Pitbull's early stuff before he put on the suit and tie, but it's been a lovely journey and it was so awesome watching him own the 2010s.
Well, what I thought we could do today is I've got, obviously one of the signature things in every single one of his songs is that Pitbull whips out a Mr. Worldwide or a 305.
305, something like that.
Any of those, he loves to whip one of those out. And what I've done today is we're going to play a game where I've isolated those Mr. Worldwides, Mr. 305s, and I want you to guess what Pitbull's song they're from. Do you think you're up for the challenge?
I haven't been bullying a lot lately, so I'll have to try and dig deep, but
I'm down
to clown. All right, so
bull up, down to clown.
Let's go. All right, this
number one,
Pitbull.
Oh, that's impossible.
No, it's not.
Pitbull.
Give me everything.
Yes. Somebody sexy, tell them her. Very good. One of his iconic ones. That's grab somebody sexy. Tell him,
really
hey.
Really good. Really, really good.
All right, let's rip into number two.
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, that's Fireball.
It certainly
Fireball.
Is.
Woo-hoo! Oh, that's really good. Yeah, that's odd.
What?
No, I just want to listen. Oh. Okay.
Oh, so good.
Really good.
All right, let's go on to number three.
Oh.
I love this one.
Is it hotel room service?
Yeah, it is. That's so good. That song honestly goes hard. Let's keep playing with... Sorry.
No, I'm just... I'm the happiest I've been in a while.
Well, this is the thing, is Pitbull's music brings us so much joy, and this next one's a ripper.
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh. There's another way. It's on the floor, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never been this successful in my life. I can't stress this enough. This is high octane for me.
Well, you could be going for 100% strike rate. We've got two more songs. Number five.
It's Mr. 305. It's Mr. 305.
I know you won't, man.
Yeah, it is.
I won't ya. That's just great stuff.
So good.
That is really good stuff there. Right. Full clean sweep.
You're so
a clean
good.
Sweep.
Last one, Tim.
It's Mr. Worldwide. It's Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, what is it?
It's Mr. Worldwide.
There's two that are coming to mind.
It's Mr. Worldwide.
I don't want to get it wrong. I'll be so upset.
It's Mr. Worldwide. It's Mr. Worldwide.
Okay.
I'll be so ashamed. It's either Timber or Feel This Moment. I'm going to go Feel This Moment. I feel like that's wrong.
It's neither. It's Back in Time.
Back in Time.
I mean, you've been on commercial radio. This one got a rinsing.
I think I deserve a rinsing right now. Well, the Pitbull game might be the greatest thing that's ever happened on this show.
So fun.
Great stuff. Mr. Worldwide, we miss you. Bring out some new music already.
Please.
Tim and Davo.
Talking about dating nicknames. The nicknames us ladies give to the blokes that we're going on dates with.
Yeah.
Before we give them their government names, you know, we take a bit of time to build the government name as something we bring to our friends.
How long do you think, like you've spoken about Hot Bogan before, someone mm-hmm. that you were speaking to that you don't really speak to much anymore. If that Hot Bogan kept going well, say his name was Kyle, mm-hmm. How long do you think it would take to develop to government name? Like, when do we go from Hot Bogan to Kyle?
Well, I think the thing is when you start using the nickname so often, it does take me a few minutes to remember his government name. So yep. I think it would be a long time before the government name came into play.
Right. Okay. So it's kind of, yeah, you're giving yourself a challenge. But it's fun. It's creative. And you had some rippers before.
Yeah. So like I said, Hot Bogan, another great one I love is the ferry. And that was because the ship sailed, but the ferry always came back.
Yeah. And that's good and bad. Yeah. You know? So we're happy about that. Sarah from Grovedale has given us a call. Sarah, so you're saying in your friendship group you do this as well. You don't use the government name initially. You have a bit of a fun nickname for the people that you go on dates with.
Yes, I definitely think the gals do this.
All right. What's some of the best nicknames you've got?
Well, one of my girlfriends dated a guy called Michael, but we called him Eddie for the first 3 months.
Oh. Why?
Because he bit her. And it was Edward from Twilight.
Bit of Twilight gear. I love it. He bit her and she's like, oh, that's Edward Eddie, over there. That's Eddie.
Okay, right.
I love it.
Have you got any other ones for us, Sarah?
Yes, we have. We do. We've got, I can't remember if it's radio safe, but we had a guy... called Mitch, and we called him the rich bitch for a while.
Yep. I mean, you know, he's got some money.
Is that just, he had a bit of cash behind him?
He did have a bit of cash behind him, but yes, we don't ever get to the government names unless it's serious.
That's so true. That's it's really so true, good. Sarah.
Yeah, all right. Any more else for us, Sarah?
I think that's it.
Better to play it. I feel like there's one there's that you more. Can't talk about. That's fine. Sarah, we appreciate it anyway. I've actually, just in that song there, Dave, I went back because I didn't do this at the time, but I was like, all right, if I go back to my wife and my exes before my wife, if I was playing this game with my mates and I would give them the nickname, here's what I think they would have been.
Gorgeous.
So for my wife now, mm-hmm. I think I probably would have, she was a librarian. So I think I probably would have called her just the librarian.
Yep, I like
it. And I think that was exciting. There was this girl, Phoebe.
I bet you did.
There was this girl, Phoebe, that I went on a few dates with over the space of a year. And I probably would have called her Mini Golf because we did a date for Mini Golf. But she was always short and it didn't really last very long. So that's probably why for Mini Golf. Not me. The whole ordeal didn't last very long.
Don't look me in the eye when you say that.
And then what I would consider to be like the big ex that broke my heart, probably as a 19-year-old, probably Sledgehammer. don't need to say any more on that.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I mean, you're a lovely man. You're in your 30s. You're married. You got your baby and you got another one potentially on the way.
Potentially.
No,
on the
I don't
way.
Know. No, I just realized. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a little girl coming in December. But yes, I am all of those things. I'm more, but at the heart of it, I'm all of those things.
Yeah, and obviously when we're getting in our 30s, we're sort of heading into that midlife crisis sort of region, wouldn't you think?
I like to think it's aging up. I think like 20 years ago, yeah, midlife crisis in your 30s. I like to hope it's in your 40s and 50s now, but I understand in your 30s, you have like an identity crisis.
Well, it's
but
a bit
I guess
of a shift.
The crisis is still in there.
Yeah. So what I thought I've done is I've come up with a bit of a midlife crisis checklist. And well, if you're listening right now, please, you know, go ahead and see how you're going as well. But let's get into it, Tim. And I'm going to ask you a bunch of things and you tell me if you're there.
Okay.
All right. Number one, date a 23-year-old.
No, unfortunately. I mean, when I was 23, yes. But currently, no. My wife is 32. I think she'd be fine with me saying that.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Bought an air fryer and won't shut up about it.
Nah, we have an air fryer. Oh, actually, no. Sorry, I used a voucher and we got a fancy one. And I have started telling people about it. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, I do have that one. Damn.
Suddenly put yourself into marathons?
No, well, I'm doing the community run for the Geelong Running Festival.
I guess started running.
Yeah.
Have you recently bought a road bike?
A motorbike?
A road bike.
Yes, I have. Not a cycling. I've got bikes, and it's like a hybrid one, so it can go on the road and it can go on the track.
And the fact that you've given me those specs, it means you're right in there, mate.
Okay, just trying to stay active.
What about grew a moustache ironically?
Not ironically. I have a beard intentionally to hide my chins. Oh, no, sorry.
Lack of.
That's it, yeah. Oh. No. Interesting. My midlife crisis is I'm being hurt by my colleague.
Okay, got really into barbecue smoking.
Nah. Okay. Don't like barbecue smoking.
Googled how much is a caravan?
Yep. I've been to a caravan expo twice. I really want this one camper van in particular, like one that's like a trailer, like a camper trailer. Oh, that's what I'm gunning for.
Gorgeous.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that'd be great.
I'm trying to remember the name of the company to try and get a freebie now, but it's bloody escaped me. So.
We do love Jacob.
Yeah, we do love Prestige, Tony and the team, Tony, Deb and the team. So there you go. Thank you very much.
Gorgeous. Have you thought about booking in a tattoo because life's too short?
Yes.
Yep.
I have so many tattoos that I want. I've already got a couple, but I'd love a few more.
Bought your own fancy coffee machine?
Oh, my wife did, yes. Last week for tax purposes for her business. I don't drink coffee, but I'll pay it. Yeah, because I've been learning how to use the machine to impress guests when they come over because I want to make a good cup of coffee.
And you're going to be incredible at it. I mean, what about, are you obsessed with golf?
I was obsessed with golf as a teenager and in my 20s and I fell out of love with it. And as a, you know, dad of an almost three-year-old and with a baby on the way, golf is unfortunately not on the radar of how I spend my spare time.
Well, there is one here saying have a panic baby.
We were panicked when we found out my wife was pregnant because we've been hoping for a very long time, but when it was like it's happening,
assuming this next one doesn't apply either, is that we're opening the relationship?
No. You keep asking to move in with me into my garage, and no, it's not gonna happen, Dave.
That's a financial issue. And last one, are you thinking about becoming a DJ?
Like a lot of people, I don't know about you, like working in radio, a lot of people ask me if I am a DJ. And I think if I could just learn how to do it once and have like the early set, like give me 9 at Lammy's or 2 Chambers and I'll do 9 to 11. And yeah. I think I'd have an absolute hoot and a half being a DJ. So it hasn't happened yet, but I'd like it for it to happen.
I love it. Well, you know, I didn't do the math there, but it sounds like you're definitely heading in the right direction for a midlife crisis.
Absolutely. We'll do a check for you tomorrow, Davo. There we go.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Ed Gurno, the Matter Ladder is, it's a feature of the show, I would say at this point, Davo. The Matter Ladder, do we know what it is?
Look, I couldn't really define it in a way, but basically it's your opinion about the footy teams.
Yes, yeah, so with a theme from, we started last week and this week's theme we've gone with, which playing group would be the best to have a beer with.
Great.
Okay, all right.
Is that okay, Davo?
Look, it's fine. It's not what I suggested, but we don't need to get into that on air, you know?
Do you want to start? We'll start with the best and then go to the worst. So best three.
Yes.
Best three. Well, Swanee's at 3.
Nice.
Rumour has it.
Oh, he misses his brother.
Yeah. Well, I think they're pretty loose groups, so that's just, yeah. Well, yeah, a few of them are pretty wild. So they get number 3.
Just realising all the things you can't say.
Yeah.
Why are you sweating, mate?
Do I continue?
Coming in at number 2.
Number 2. I've kind of gone with what I know here, so I've picked the Blues.
Oh, it's because Matty Cottrell's got the harmonica out?
Yeah, and they've got track record. They haven't finished that well. Stephen Kernang sings at pubs. You know, I know he hasn't been around, but he still will be at the piss up.
No, so you've gone for your brother's team, your former team. What is the best team that you want to catch up with at the moment?
Well, this one comes from Hub Times, which should have been documented when we were all squeezed into resorts in Queensland.
Yeah.
And the group that we got the pleasure of sharing with at times was the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, oh, really? They got those dog in them. That's right.
They can party, and they are always chasing a party. All so, right. Yeah, they're on edge, and they just seem like a group that knows how to party. So
all right. Who are the party poopers?
That sounds so fun. All three sounds great.
Yeah. invite us to all of them.
So I would say the nose coming in at third worst would be the Newtown Faithful at Geelong. Because...
Here we go.
Because they'd all be drinking middies because they've got to drive down the freeway, as Jezza puts it, and all this rubbish. Oh, I've got to duck home to my farm that Yang Wen let us buy and all this kind of rubbish. So they're number three.
Do we want to talk about property sizes, Ed Kerner?
Number two is another one dear to Davo's home. Essentially, it's the Crows. They look boring, and it means you've got to drink in Adelaide. No
they
one wants
look
to do
boring.
That.
You've never Tex Walker used to rip in on a Friday. Tell you what.
Oh, okay, Davo.
Is this because
enough of your story? It's not your letter.
It's because they delisted him.
Oh, I know. You sour about it. Okay. Did you go 12 months there? You didn't get to see all of Adelaide, bro.
Ugly. Wow.
Gave it a crack, actually. That's probably why I got delisted.
Davo just reflected on himself. All right. So who are the biggest party poopers you reckon?
Well, again, close to home. Obvious reasons. Just too sad to have a beer with are the Essendon Dons.
As if every week the matter ladder is just tailored to end as Essendon is the worst of whatever the category
pretty
is.
Pretty bad there. I would go close to saying the season has been a great season. They're doing their best to make it bad. That's fair, isn't it, Davo?
Yeah.
I think Davo's worried to speak now.
Yeah, I would say personally, though, like Essendon would be in the top three because they've got nothing to lose, brother. They're ready to rip in.
Heads through walls, brick walls.
Name one player at Essendon you'd like to have a beer with, besides Will Setterfield. Shout out to Will, former Carlton player. Exactly. You don't want to drink with him, Davo.
Well,
it's Tim and Davo on K-Rock. Tim and Davo present Addiction Prediction. She's a naughty girl.
Yeah, it's time for Addiction Prediction. It's our game based off the TV show My Strange Addiction.
And strange is a great word. Cooked could also be appropriate. Mm-hmm. I do find myself realizing, so like we've heard some heinous ones, and I use that word lightly, like the woman who was eating her and her sister's mattress foam.
Yep.
That really got to me. The woman who was eating cigarette ash.
Yeah, that one was a bad one.
That got to me. The woman who was drinking her own urine. That got to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I might be shaming these people by yucking their yum.
Yeah.
But that's the whole purpose of the show, right? They're like, this person's different. Let's experience what their life is like.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And then in the show, they do try and get them help if it is something like eating cigarette ashes, which is obviously terrible for you, or the mattress foam, etc.
Yeah, medically speaking, they're no-nos.
No, this one isn't to do with consuming anything. It's sort of a behavioural situation. But look, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a snippet from the TV show My Strange Addiction. I've blocked out what they're addicted to, and it's your job to figure it out.
All right. Let's find out what Riley is addicted to.
My name is Riley. I'm 25 years old. I live outside of Buffalo, New York, and I'm addicted to being a I dress as a as often as I can. Whenever I come home, I always slip into one of my cute little outfits, and it helps me wash away all the stress of the big, tough world.
Riley has turned her bedroom into a She sleeps in her every night.
I love pajamas, especially pajamas.
Oh.
Things with ruffles and pink. I love having my hair in and sucking on my
5 years ago, Riley began living as a
Lauren.
Who's Lauren? I'm Davo.
You edit these and you know exactly what you've done.
No, it's fine.
What she's sucking on, Lauren?
And it's what she's sucking on is absolutely fine.
Is it? Now, I don't know why I'm thinking this. Is she like, because she's being something. It sounds like she's dressing up as something.
Yeah.
Is it Star Wars characters?
Sucking on a lightsaber.
You don't do that. You don't do that. You wouldn't come back. You'd be on the wrong side of that one. If you know, you know.
Yeah, nice.
Methinks that is a bad idea.
Oh, wow. The wheels have come up. Look, if you
what's she sucking on, Lauren?
Look, if you think you know what Riley's addicted to, give us a call on 522-232-955.
We'll have another listen.
Yeah, go on.
Listen, let's all assume it's lightsaber and listen again.
My name is Riley. I'm 25 years old. I live outside of Buffalo, New York, and I'm addicted to being a I dress as a as often as I can. Whenever I come home, I always slip into one of my cute little outfits, and it helps me wash away all the stress of the big, tough world.
Riley has turned her bedroom into a... She sleeps in her... every night.
I love pajamas, especially pajamas. Things with ruffles and pink. I love having my hair in... and sucking on my...
5 years ago, Riley began living as a...
What's Riley...
She's on the street! She's on the street! She's sucking on lightsabers!
She's fine.
Okay.
I have one last guess.
Okay.
Is it like a Barbie or like a Beanie Baby or something like that? Like a toy?
Like she's living as a Beanie Baby? Yeah.
Just sitting in the collection.
No.
Okay. All right. All right. Have you ever done anything like this?
No.
Okay. Aiden from Mountain Eads giving us a call. Good afternoon, Aiden.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah. Look, this game, it has the things that comes with it. And we ride it together, don't we, Aiden? What do you think Riley is addicted to?
I reckon Riley is addicted to not being a Beanie Baby, but being a baby.
Living
as a big baby.
Living as a big baby, like an adult baby, and sleeps in her cot every night and likes to suck on her thumb or pacifier or dummy.
Let's find out.
My name is Riley, I'm 25 years old, and I'm addicted to being an adult baby.
Yep. Riley loves it. She has a cot.
Yep.
She wears footy pajamas, which is what she was talking about. She likes to wear her hair in pigtails, and she lives her life as a baby at home.
I need to know, but I also don't need to know, there's no nappies, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. But let's not get into that because I don't want to think about it either. I'm running low on addiction prediction.
You were scraping the hideous bottom of this barrel. Aiden, congratulations and commiserations. Yeah. Whenever you win this game, you also lose at the same time. So I'm sorry.
A little bit of dignity.
Yeah, you can't. It's exhausting trying to keep it all at the same time, isn't it, Aiden?
It is.
All right. Well, thank you, Aiden. Dave, I reckon that might be a warning. I reckon we might need to clean it up a little bit.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.